Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello out there and welcome to the Danny.
And Rihanna Show, this is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And today, Danny, we're talking about a certain type of game and a certain game in particular that we're both very excited about.
Yes, we're going to be talking about Call of Duty Black Ops 6. We just got to play the beta. Actually, I've been playing now for like 2 weeks, so, and I know recently it's open to the public. So we're going to be talking about that. And also, Ri, we have some topics too. This is related to this. What are we going to be talking about after that?
After that, we'll get into a little bit of how we got into gaming and some of our favorite titles and experiences. And there's many a shooter on that list for us. So we'll be getting a little bit more into why we like the pew-pews in video games.
Yeah, definitely. So everyone, make sure to find us on any podcast app. Just search for The Danny and Rihanna Show. Subscribe. Also, send us some feedback if you can, either through social media or through the podcast app, especially Spotify. It's super easy to just post your comments and questions, and we'll read it and check it out and all that stuff. So it'll be very helpful. Plus, if you're on YouTube, you could also post on, under the comment section below, and we'll check it out. Maybe we'll read it on the show too, right, Ree?
Yeah, and check out our shorts content. I've been experimenting a little bit with some 1 minute videos on our channel, which is very hard to get edited down to. But yeah, let me know what you think of those. I would try to leave comments open on all of them, so I'd love to know the feedback. And you know, if it's nice to get a little bit of a behind the scenes for our behind the scenes podcast, and if you're enjoying it, let me know.
Yeah, actually, we're gonna be doing a couple cool stuff in the future.
Some very fun stuff happening this week that we'll be sharing very soon.
Very soon. So stay tuned. All right, so let's talk about Black Ops 6. And look, Ree, we've been super, super excited about this game. Actually, you know, I was checking my Steam hours of this current Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, I believe. Wait, this is like the most recent one. They just
came Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Modern 2. Warfare. There you go. So I have right now, I'm going to check right now. Let's see, how many hours is this? So I have 244 hours.
Sheesh.
Over 244 hours on just that game alone.
That's a lot. A lot of hours.
I've been playing that. So yes, the hype is real. I'm very, very excited for this. And the part that I'm also more excited is the zombies, which is going to be, the old school way. I like that. Like, it was cool experimenting the open world zombie. It was cool, but it's not the same. Not the same. So I'm glad that
they're
going back. It's
not the same as the round based for sure. The objectives and unlocking everything. I'm really excited that we get to continue the Dark Aether storyline. We get a little bit of the background of the replacer character. So it's a lot of deep cuts for people. But then they also have, in addition to the traditional zombies map in Terminus, Liberty Falls, which is a little bit more casual. It's daytime, you know, less pressure. And I've heard that people have really enjoyed both. So I'm looking forward to getting into it. But we got to get our squad ready to go and unlock all that stuff, because I'm trying to finish this thing.
Yeah, we definitely got to do that, man. So now, but we're going to be talking about multiplayer, which last week was a closed early access beta, and now is open beta to everybody. But Ree, I'm going to keep it real. It was kind of odd. The first few rounds, I had to get used to the movement and the army movement, and also just the look. I don't know, maybe the look was a little bit different for me compared to the previous Call of Duty. For sure. I just had to get used to it, but after a few rounds, I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you play through the training grounds that taught you how to use Omni Movement and maybe even help teach you what to expect to see other players doing?
No. And here's the thing. And it wasn't about the training. It wasn't about the Omni Movement for me. I think it was more of the design. I felt the character seems a little bit smaller compared to the other ones. I think. I'm not sure. Maybe it's me. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have any problems with the Omni Movement at all. It was more of that. Like, I felt like my shooting was kind of weird at first. So it took me a couple rounds to get used to the look and everything. Yeah, because I've been so used to playing the similar look now for like the past couple of years, and this one's a little bit, it's still the same, but it's just a little bit different. Am I the only one that you felt the same way too?
I mean, everything's different. It's still Call of Duty, of course, but in addition to, you know, Omni Movement, which I say it as a shorthand, but if you're not familiar with what this means, when you are moving through the world, either in zombies or multiplayer or anything in Call of Duty Black Ops 6, you will have the ability to jump and slide and turn no matter which direction you're facing. So let's say you're running and you want to like crash through a set of doors, and you know somebody's on the left side of those doors, you can actually slide and be facing left and move through the doors that way, or jump and face left and move through the doors that way. And your character will actually be moving sideways through space as they go through the doors. So instead of going through the doors and then turning to the left, you're already facing that way. So the way that changes things is you see the world from different angles that you maybe aren't used to seeing. That may be a little bit of what you're experiencing. About the character models feeling smaller, I don't know if I felt that, but I do feel like it takes a little bit more effort to sort of squint and see my targets. Mm-hmm. It could be the distance that I'm shooting at. It could be that the character models are actually smaller than what we've been used to most recently. But I've been having a really fantastic time. I will say Omni Movement feels so natural, and it's so much more effective at flanking and getting to the action faster and reacting when you sense that there's somebody nearby or if you have somebody on your radar nearby. It's really hard to go back once you've played with Omni Movement and, you know, you feel that you have all of this freedom of mobility. And I personally have not been in, I mean, skill-based matchmaking is in this game, so I have not personally had any matches where I felt like other people on the enemy team were outmaneuvering me. I feel like I can always keep up, and with only a little bit of time in the training area, and I'm at level 20 right now, I feel like a pro. So I will say that it's easy to catch on, it's really accessible, and they do a really good job in the training area if you go through that exercise, teaching you, again, what it's like to move through the world with Omni Movement, but also what you can expect to see it look like when other players are doing it too, which really helps you figure out what the enemies are doing.
You know, and I forgot to mention this too. So when I started playing the beta at first, I was trying it out through the Xbox 360. Oh, 360, wow. Xbox Series S, sorry. Mm-hmm. Xbox Series S. And the reason is because, you know, you went out of town. That was my only time to play, and it was easy for me to take care of baby. I couldn't, like, come to the computer and play, you know, while she's awake and stuff, so that's how I was playing for a while, and of course I was switching, you know, from that beta to AstroBot back and forth and everything. So it was
very
like a
different
lot,
games.
Very different games. It was easy for me to do it just from the TV. Mm-hmm. I started playing it also through through my ultra wide screen. It seems a little bit better, and I think it was because maybe I'm so used to playing ultra wide screen.
How different is it going from the regular, you know, 16:9 to the ultra wide?
It just feels like I'm in the game. It's like, you know,
you feel like your field of view is obviously larger.
It's different. It's a different view. This one, of course, we have a 65-inch screen. It's just big, but this one is the wide. It's the wide. I feel like I could turn around like this. Like you know, I feel like I'm in the game. So maybe that's part of it. You know, but overall, it was good. I had a great time. Playing and also I know there was a couple of modes. There was like deathmatch. It was hardpoint. Oh no, domination. I believe right. There was another one where you have to protect your
the HVT, the high value target.
Yeah, so I played that. Or that was okay.
In our squad, the HBIC.
Yeah, it's okay. I just had to figure out more about like the score on that because it's very confusing.
Sure, you get an additional score for taking down the enemy.
Yes, you get more.
And then normal, you know, destroying the equipment or hitting people with a grenade or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes I'm like below, and then I'm like, wait, we're winning? How? Like it's crazy sometimes in there.
Yeah.
I know there's also another mode, but like for a bigger group of people, I forgot. I haven't tried it. I only tried it like once.
Oh, like a ground war type of thing.
Kind of like that. Yeah. I haven't. I think that. So. Yeah, because there's only three features that you could try out in the game. And one of them is also the training mode in there. Yeah. So, but overall, I had a great time. It was easy to find games, easy to... I mean, there were certain games that was laggy, but again, this is beta. It's whatever. But I think that's about it. The only issue that I have that I could see potentially once the game comes out with the Omni movement is people just jumping around or they're flying all over. Like, let's say they jump from like a second floor all the way to the ground and they're moving and they're shooting and bullets is like going everywhere. And I've seen people die like that too in the game. And it's just kind of, it's still a bit too much in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't mind the whole jumping to the side, back like that. I think that's, it feels good. But there's certain things I think that they need to tweak a little bit to make the experience even better. Because I don't want just people just spamming and killing people like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the game. So, yeah. Anything else?
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to just quickly talk about some of the weapons. Because I'm editing it right now. And if you're listening to this episode on Wednesday, I may or may not have it done. I have a flight coming up soon that I might be able to use to knock this out. But I don't usually stray very far from either battle rifles, assault rifles, scouts, things like that. But for some reason, this game, the LMG has probably going to be my go-to. And the shotgun was so much fun. I gotta say, I maybe made people a little bit angry. Like there was one round when I started using the shotgun. I'm trying to find the name of it. What is it? The Marine SP. And as soon as the other team like got wiped by yours truly a few times, they pulled out shotguns and then everybody's just using shotguns. So I started a bit of a trend. But I will say the base guns that you get in the beta, fantastic, very serviceable. The LMG especially was a standout. But I've seen people mod the C9, the SMG that you have in the beta, and there's a limited number of weapons you can unlock in the beta, so there's not the full roster that you'll get in the full release of the game. But they felt good. They felt different. I definitely feel like I can do certain things with the LMG that I can't do with the shotgun, that I can't do with the assault rifle. So I think the weapon play is very tight, as usual, right? This is Call of Duty. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And this is Treyarch, so they definitely know what they're doing. But I will say it's still taking me a lot of time to figure out, like, the perks. There are the perk system works a little bit differently in this one where you have certain picks based on your loadout and they get bonuses if you align things that are in the same category. So there are blue, green, and red perks. And if you have all three from one category, then they'll give you an additional bonus. So it's, again, a little bit different and I haven't quite gotten the hang of it. I know that we're going to get more looks at this. They're going to explain it more. In Call of Duty Next event, I believe that they had a segment where they explained it a little bit better. I probably missed it. It was tough. I was watching the kid at the time, so I didn't catch everything. But that, in addition to the weapons and the perks, they have the field upgrades. So you get like a assault pack, trophy system, neurogas, sleeper agent, things like that. I will say the neurogas is very effective. Every time I ran into a room and the gas went off and you can't really tell what you're doing or where you're going or even see, pretty well done. They also have the combat specialties, like I said, that come into play when you have the different perks. And what was the last thing? Oh, yeah, the kill streaks or score streaks. So we have a few that are, you know, tried and true, ones that we're familiar with. You know, you have your UAV, your counter UAV, your helicopter, your hellstorm. But the one that I had the most trouble with was that RC car.
I can't drive that. I can't do it. It's not for me. I'd rather use something else, honestly. It was
so
very frustrating.
It's so hard. And, like, you accelerate with the right trigger. I think you reverse with the left trigger. And then you detonate with the right bumper, which feels weird, right? Because I'm constantly tapping X or A or whatever in order to try to detonate. That's not working. And it feels like the wheels spin too fast, like the rotation is too high, so you'll very easily just like spin out all the time. You can't really make a corner very well. I would fly off of the level many times with the RC car, and it's just completely wasted. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to shoot because as you're like floundering and struggling to like even drive in a straight line, your enemy's like, oh, there it is. Poop. And then they just explode it. So I felt like the RC car was not it. And I'm hoping that they do some tweaks to controlling that thing and make it a little bit easier to drive because it's so hard that it's almost useless. But yeah, there's a lot to this game. And you know, there's only so much tweaking to the formula that they can really do for it to still feel like a Call of Duty. And I think they're making that balance, striking that balance very well. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a little bit more into it and, you know, truly figuring out the perks and the loadouts and maybe customizing a few weapons and seeing if that feels a little bit better than I felt so far. But so far, matchmaking has been really tight. The games have been stable. I haven't seen huge issues. There's some lag here and there, but it's a beta. It's going to happen. And yeah, I've been really pleased with it, and I'm really excited to play the full game.
Yeah, but I'm very excited to do the same too. And yeah, I think my weapon of choice has to be the assault rifle.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much, but that's
really great. I mean, that's what
I just like the LMG. Like, it was just feeling really good.
Yeah. So the thing that I've been doing now for like the past year is, you know, there's daily and weekly challenges. So depending the challenge, if I want it, I'm always switching to that weapon, and I'll use that. Plus, I'm upgrading my weapon. Yeah, I try it out. Some of them just terrible, but I'm like, I gotta complete this. And once I've completed, I'm done with that weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you mentioned the LMG. I tried it a couple of times. It's okay. I could do it. The SMG, it's good because it's fast, but I feel like it's not that good for long shooting.
Long range.
So
one last thing I want to mention that is pretty fun in this this game that they did tweak is, yes, you can execute people, which is always hilarious, and they have really fun time adding different DLC and microtransactions for custom animations during your executions. But something else that they've added is that you can now, instead of just executing your enemy, pick them up and use them as a meat shield. Mm-hmm. And hold them up in front of you, and you're just like dancing around with this enemy in front of you and like waving your gun, like you're just taking them hostage temporarily. It's very fun. I haven't been able to pull it off. You swear up and down that it's the same button that you use for crouching, but I have not been able to pull it off yet.
Well, it's okay.
But we'll figure it out because I gotta try that. It's too fun. It looks really cute.
Yeah, I wish I could post the. I think I have a couple clips here.
I think I have a clip of it that
but
I
it's
can
too
see
big.
If I can
I
send you to insert here.
I can't post because it's so big. It's so long, but
yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah, but yeah, of course. Of course. All right, so Ree, we're going to be also talking about our favorite past shooters from back in the days. I know my old school shooter for me back in the days is House of the Dead. That was like my first. I got to correct this. Doom was my first one.
Okay, yeah.
And Wolfenstein. Those are my first ones. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like it was an arcade at home. It was House of the Dead. That was amazing. That was like iconic. I will
say my very first shooter was one of my first games I've ever played, and I'm literally looking at the system right next to me, was Duck Hunt.
On the Nintendo
Entertainment System. Mm-hmm. I got the action set as a young kid. And there's a picture of me that I've used for a thumbnail before of me excited to get this action set. And I actually still have the guns and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but that was my very first like shooter. And it was a real shooter. I've played other ones since then. Some standouts, House of the Dead on Dreamcast. I had the guns for that as well and actually beat the campaign. Not to brag or whatever. But yeah, that's another one that stands out to me. Halo was probably my first like modern shooter that I played with other people, like online or in LAN parties more specifically. And Halo 2, my favorite, Halo. And then there's many, many in between now and then. Call of Duty 3 is probably one of the higher ones for me. But I love Borderlands. I know it's in a looter shooter category, so maybe not the exact same as like a multiplayer shooter. It's PvE, not PvP. But Borderlands 2 is like one of my favorite games of all time. And I absolutely adore that franchise. I love the time that I had with it. And the relationships that I developed while playing that game with people is really special. In a similar way, Destiny and Destiny 2, some of the best friends that I have in my entire life, I met through playing Destiny. And shout out to the What's Good Guardians. But the one that I think is probably going to seal the deal for most special in my life is going to be Apex Legends, because it's the shooter that we fell in love playing.
I mean, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
I know you mentioned Halo. Halo's up there for me. Halo 2, actually. Halo, for me, was like the LAN parties. That was like iconic.
Yeah. Actually, that's a fun time. And I was in college, so that was like prime time.
A lot of people don't know this, but when Halo, the original Halo came out, and Xbox, of course, somebody figured out how to play that game online, but it was still considered LAN. Mm-hmm. So we downloaded an app, and I can't remember the name of the app, where it allowed us to just connect our devices. We'll join other people's rooms, and we could all play Halo online, the first Halo, before Xbox Live and all that stuff. So it was a little bit laggy. There was no chat. It was just chat through typing on your PC while you're playing on your TV. It was like crazy. So that was a pretty cool experience, that for the first time. Also, and I'm going to go back Nintendo 64 days, 007.
Oh, and 007.
And yes. Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark especially. I love that one because there was a time where, I wasn't living in Miami. Mm-hmm. I was living in New York, so all my friends were away. And I had to play a game like Perfect Dark, but I'll play either with my brother or with bots, and there was no bots available on the 007 version of the game. So that was fun. But at home, oh my God, when I was in Miami, we'll spend hours playing 007. Oh my, it was like a daily thing.
It's like a cultural moment, like 007, like you're playing and your screen peeking, trying to see where your friends are, like catch them. Like, I think there's an entire game made based off of that called Screen Peek or Screen Cheat or something.
Oh, really? Oh, snap. Okay.
But yeah, that's a good one. I want to give an arcade shout out. There's lots, obviously, but Time Crisis, man.
Oh, yeah. Great game.
If anytime we're somewhere and there's a Time Crisis machine, I get hype. I'm like, we gotta go over there and see how far we can get.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I like about Call of Duty, Ree, because I think Call of Duty is the game that I feel kind of like back in the days with Halo and other games. I know we have Apex and Fortnite and what's the other one too that's pretty popular? PUBG. Just a couple other ones that's out there. It's cool. I love it playing, online. But I don't know, something about Call of Duty is just, it gets my attention. It's always there for me. I could pick up and play, just do my thing, But it's not free to play. Instead, if you play Warzone, that's the only one. But any other games for you before we wrap it up?
I mean, there's so many. It's impossible to name them all. But I will say, like, there's shooters have a special place in my heart. And when people have negative things to say about video games, like, oh, it's just a bunch of killing and stuff, is like, well, there's Astrobot, which we just talked about on Gamertag this week. But I gotta say, I really do love the multiplayer shooters and, like, the fun you can have with your friends when you just, like, jump in and you have a bunch of sessions and you're roasting each other and just talking about what movie somebody just saw. And, like, it feels like a water cooler moment, but you have this other thing going on in the background, which is really fun gameplay, and it just keeps you engaged and gives you so much to talk about and so many shared experiences that you can laugh about later and reminisce on. And, you know, there's really nothing like it. It's just a special thing, and I'm glad that we have them, and I'm glad that they've brought us together.
Yeah, Apex Legends.
Shout out to Respawn.
Shout out to them. All right, everyone, thank you so much for watching our latest episode here of the Danny and Rihanna Show. We are planning to have a special episode somewhere out there that we're going to record.
I love how we're leaving so much mystery in this episode.
Oh, no, people are not going to find out the day of. Yeah. But yeah, just stay tuned. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be lots of fun.
Lots of fun. I have some things I'm going to be announcing soon, so keep an eye out for that. And yeah, take awesome. Care of each other.
All right, everyone. Thank you for watching this latest episode of the Danny Rihanna Show. Until next time, we're out. Bye.